I got some sad news this morning. The Roots is mourning the loss of its longtime manager, Richard Nichols. Nichols passed away yesterday after battling leukemia. Nichols was also a frequent producer for the group. He's only 55 years old.
Wow. Young.
Now on to Cat Williams. He's been slapped with a lawsuit by his tour manager, Mark Williams, over a fight that happened back in May. I don't know if I could believe this fight. Mark accuses Cat of punching him with such force and power that he was knocked out for 90 seconds.
Little
Cat. Have you seen Cat? That's what I'm saying.
Well, I need to see Mark.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Little Cat.
It must have been Little Mark. But he says that Cat was wearing a diamond ring or diamond rings, which was like brass knuckles, like a brass knuckles weapon. He ended up with a concussion and a loose tooth, as well as some more injuries to his face and his head. The agency casting the upcoming NWA biopic, Straight Outta Compton, has gone into spin control. Why? Because they sent out a casting call for only out-of-shape women with a medium to dark skin tone to play extras that are supposed to be poor.
Wow, they sent that out?
Yes, they sent it out. Their reps now say it was an innocent mistake and that they're not limiting the casting call to a certain skin tone or figure. Is that true? I don't believe that. I believe they really did it. You know how many casting calls I've been on where they're like, you're too light-skinned? I'm not kidding.
Well, if they send it out, I mean,
I know my look. I know what I'm looking for, though.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's what you, as an actress, you're like, you know what? They're not looking for me.
Right.
They want dark-skinned, bigger women.
But you don't have to say it, per se.
Yeah, but what really made it bad is they were basically saying all poor women are dark-skinned and big. That's kind of how people took it, so that's why they had to come out. You can say, you know what? I only want black women for this role. I only want a white guy with a long mustache. You can do that because it's your film that you're casting for, but you can't say they're supposed to be poor. So, Jeezy says that Jay-Z got emotional while writing his verse to their collaboration Scene It All.
That joint vicious.
He says, well, you know why? Because it recounts like their street life. Both of them had to live. And no. I won't even do the story because I knew he was going to do that. He was forced to reflect on his days, you know, in the projects. It messed him up for a minute. So, you see that man.
Oh, man. This is like one of my old raps right here.
All right. So,
we're going to play that a little bit later.
Thank you. I don't know what the hell T-Pain going to perform, but he is going on tour.
Wow.
It starts August 11th, ends August 27th. He's going out with Snooty Wild, Bando Jones, Rich Kidd, some other people going to open up for him. Ooh. I just don't know what exactly. I don't know what he will perform.
I'm in love with a stripper.
That's about it. That's going to be the last song.
Booty work.
So, the nominations are in for the 2014 MTV Video Awards. Beyoncé is leading the list of nominees, of course. She's got 8 nods. Eminem and Iggy both have 7. That award show happens next month in LA. New in theaters this weekend, Sex Tape, starring Cameron Diaz, Jason Segel.
Nice.
Wish I Was Here, starring Zach Braff, Kate Hudson, The Purge. Did you see that, Albert?
Nah, I didn't see the second
one. You are so scary. You're supposed to go to the screening.
Nah, because I had to watch the first one. The first one was vicious. So
okay, that's coming out. For the kiddies, the animated film Planes, Fire, and Rescue, Persecuted, and I, Origins. That's all coming up today.
All right.
I'm Alfreeza. That's all off the wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com. Plus, you can hit us up via Twitter, @RussParshow, hashtag RPMS, top tweets.